With no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is today's commentary.
Michael, there's two or three articles that are very interesting about the CDC and about the science. First of all, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal, and the headline is, "These days it's news when the CDC does something right." And this is a story about there were five children in Alabama who mysteriously fell ill last fall with hepatitis. Well, the CDC has investigated this and has concluded that there is not some secret virus that's building, that in fact that the number of these hepatitis cases is not particularly large, and has essentially said we're on top of this issue. It's not growing, and it's not going to be a huge problem. Now that's where the CDC is now. But what's interesting about that is that the NBC Today show instead runs stories hyping a study from Israel claiming that there is a link between COVID and the mysterious hepatitis in kids. And so what you have is you have the media, which up until now has essentially parroted whatever the CDC says. But now, since the CDC is not towing the hysterical line that the Democrat Party wants it to tow on every single issue, the media seems to be going its own way. But here's another interesting issue about the CDC. The CDC put out studies, and this goes to exactly what we're talking about in this case. The CDC put out studies showing that if you wore a mask in school, that it reduced the amount of COVID spread. Well, the CDC, and that's what they uniformly claim. There were two researchers at the University of Toronto, I'm quoting from the Wall Street Journal story, and the University of California, Davis, who recently sought to replicate the CDC study that found that pediatric COVID cases increased faster in counties that did not have mask mandates. That's what the CDC claimed. They could not replicate those studies. And in fact, they found that there is no evidence that masks in schools reduced COVID. Now, we know from other studies that making small children wear masks is actually bad for their health. And so this COVID thing, and that's what this is with the National Guard. This is not about science. This is about raw political power and the Biden administration, and our governor is a Republican governor, and he ought to be standing up for the good people of Tennessee. And it is an absolute mystery to me that he does not do that. And I put it under the category as it's a huge shame.
1 minute.
But we're going to see more and more stories coming out over the next few months, and especially next year, about just what a terrible job the CDC has done under Anthony Fauci with all of the protocols involving COVID, whether it's masks or whether it's forced vaccines, and what its effect has been on the economy and on individuals.
And that is, ladies and gentlemen, is today's commentary. And I Crom, as almost always is the case, I endorse that same view heartily.
Well, thank you.
Well done.